ça.
Comment ça va, regarde. Ah, la pote.
Tak najprv vám zaspíváme jednu chválu, kterou mi pán dal.
First of all, sing a worship that the Lord gave me.
Asi možno pred troma týždňami.
Maybe 3 weeks ago.
Mal som takú túžbu zložiť nejakú pieseň a vlastne táto pieseň vznikla tak, že ja som bol veľmi ustarostený.
I had a desire to compose a song and this song came about where I had a lot of worries on my heart.
A všetko na mňa doliehalo, práca, financie, rodina, deti.
Everything was pressing me, finances, work,
chcel som to vyjadriť nejak Bohu, som sa chcel vyžalovať tak.
And I wanted to give this to the Lord and I wanted to.
A zobral som gitaru a tak prišli mi nejaké melódie.
So I took the guitar and some melodies came to my mind.
Ale zrazu som sa prestal žalovať Bohu.
And all of a sudden I stopped whining.
A Duch Svätý prišiel.
And the Holy Spirit came.
A začal mi hovoriť on.
And he started speaking to me.
A tak prišli tieto slova.
So these words came about.
Za gitaru trošku mám rozladená. A ešte vám pustíme jednu pieseň predtým, ako niečo poviem.
Before I say anything, we will show you one song.
Jednu trošku taká pieseň, ktorá je už dávnejšia.
It's a song that's been around a while ago.
Veľmi dôležité sú slova, čo sú tam.
But the words are very important.
Vracet zpátky, když dnem
Ano, finish. Tak tú pieseň som vybral, pretože hovorí o tom, že každá trampota má svoju medzu, má svoj koniec.
So I chose this song because the song says that every trouble has its end.
A to je vlastne dnešné slovo, ktoré chcem hovoriť.
And that's the word that I want to talk about today.
A moja taká otázka je na vás.
And I have one question towards you.
Ako sa máte v tento čas?
How are you doing this time?
Tento ťažký čas, ako sa máte?
This hard time, how are you doing?
Vedel by mi niekto povedať, ako sa má?
Can someone tell me how he or she is doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Just generally, I think that God loves me, and I'm not very good at again, but generally I'm fine.
Uh-huh. Že väčšinou akože sa mám dobré, viem, že Pán Boh ma miluje, ale akože nie vždy ho poslúcham, ale viem, že On ma miluje.
Okay, je ešte niekto ďalší, kto by povedal, ako sa má?
Someone else can tell us how they are doing.
Alebo opísať, ako sa má.
Or describe how they are doing.
Vo vnútri.
Inside.
Tak, ja som rozmýšľal akurát včera večer, alebo možno prečo. Postoji, keď som si váhol, že nech sa mám dobre, lebo ležím tu po hordy a plné brucho. A ešte som zdravý a ešte mám aj pokoj, že poznám Pána, že koľko mnoho ľudí by sa so mnou vymenilo, radi, rado, v každej tej oblasti, že ak sa mám dobre. Ja sa mám dobre.
I was thinking last night, I was laying in my bed, so that was first thing, I can sleep in dry place, I have full belly, and I know the Lord, I'm doing fine, so, and there are probably a lot of people who would switch this with me, all, you know, these different areas, and so I'm doing really good, I know the Lord.
Alberto, ako sa máš ty?
So how are you, Alberto?
Ja som dobre.
Mám sa dobre. I am good. He said that he is good, but...
Oh yeah, mám sa dobre. I have good.
No, you said I am good.
Because during the difficulties, I realize that God is above all of that. Mm-hmm.
Že v tých ťažkých chvíľach si uvedomujem, že Pán Boh je nad tým všetkým.
And He knew, and He knows, and He will take care of it.
Mm-hmm. On vedel, On vie, a On sa aj postará o všetko.
He is my hope.
On je moja nádej.
Pýtam sa preto, pretože ja vám poviem, ako sa mám ja.
The reason why I'm asking is because I will tell you how I am doing.
Chcel by som vám to tak opísať, ako je v mojom vnútri.
I would like to describe it to you how it's inside of me.
Posledný čas sa cítim tak.
In the last few days I feel in a way.
Ako zranené zviera.
As a hurt animal.
A okolo toho zvieraťa číhajú iné zvieratá.
And around that animal there are other animals, they're preying on this hurt animal.
Kedy má to zranenie, keď to zranenie toho zvieraťa bude postupovať ďalej?
When the hurt will spread more.
A aby medvede, tigre, levy a vlci a iné zvieratá mohli to zviera uchmatnúť alebo teda zjesť.
so that the bears and the tigers and lions and wolves, so they could come and attack and devour the animal.
A vysvetlím vám, prečo sa tak cítim.
And I'll explain to you why I feel this way.
Lebo posledný čas veľa ľudí chodí ku mne a žiada odo mňa pomoc, ktorú ja neviem dať.
Because I'll explain to you why I feel like this. There are a lot of people that come to me and they ask for help from me and I cannot give them this help.
A tým, že to neviem dať,
and because I cannot offer this help,
tak som bezradný.
I'm hopeless.
Pretože
or helpless.
Sa cítim veľmi mizerne.
And I feel miserably.
Do toho všetkého,
and to all of this,
aby som vám to ešte opísal lepšie,
to describe it even better,
prichádzajú starosti.
The worries come.
Auto sa mi pokazilo.
My car broke.
Musel som zaplatiť z peňazí, ktoré sme mali odložené niekde na dovolenku.
I had to pay from the money that we saved up for vacation.
Potom čistička sa pokazila.
Then the water cleansing.
Batéria mi odišla.
Machine broke, the battery broke.
Chlapi zle urobili prácu.
Boys did their work
musel
in the wrong way.
Musím to opravovať.
I have to fix it.
Montoval som okno. Kolega buchol, rozbil okno. Musel som ho uradiť.
I was putting the window up. My colleague touched it somehow and it broke, so I had to pay for it.
Samý problém.
Lot of problems.
A?
And?
Musím žiť.
I have to live.
Musím žiť.
I have to live.
Musím žiť pre moju ženu,
I have
deti,
to live for my wife, for my kids,
pre priateľov,
for my friends.
A tak som nad tým premýšľal, prečo sa ja tak cítim, keď som veriaci.
So I was thinking about this, why do I feel like this when I am a believer?
Ako je to možné, že to nekončí?
How is it possible that this is not ending?
Že to toľko týždňov trvá.
That it's lasting for so many weeks.
Premýšľal som a modlil som sa.
I was thinking and I was praying.
A prišlo mi jedno slovo, ktoré vám chcem povedať.
And one word came to me that I would like to share with you.
A o ktorom chcem aj hovoriť.
That I would like to also talk about.
Je to v Lukášovi.
It's from Luke.
21. kapitola.
Chapter 21.
34., 35. a 36. verš.
34-36.
A tu je napísané: vystrihajte sa, aby snáď vaše srdcia neboli obťažené obžerstvom a opilstvom a starostiami o tento život, a náhle by prišiel na vás ten deň. Lebo príde ako osidlo na všetkých, ktorí bývajú na tvári celej zeme. Preto teda bdejte každého času, modliať sa, že by ste boli uznaní za hodných uniknúť všetkému tomu, čo sa to má diať a postaviť sa pred Synom človeka.
Be careful of your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man.
Je tu niekoľko vecí, ktoré hovoria.
There are a few things that tell us
o poslednom čase.
About the last times.
V 4. kapitole v Lukášovi čítame že Pán Ježiš bol pokúšaný na púšti.
In the fourth chapter of Luke we could read that Jesus was tempted in the desert.
Keď postil 40 dní.
When he was fasting for 40 days.
A Satan prišiel k nemu.
And then Satan came to him.
A v troch veciach ho pokúšal.
And he was tempting him in three things or three areas.
Prvá vec, ktorej prišiel pokušiteľ a Satan pokúšal Ježiša.
So the first thing or first area that Satan was tempting.
To, že mu hovoril, aby premenil kamene na chlieb.
Was that he would change the rocks to stone or rocks to bread.
A myslím, že toto slovo, čo sme čítali teraz, aby, lebo to je Ježišov príkaz.
And I think that this word that we were reading now, and it's Jesus's command.
Aby sme si veľmi dávali pozor.
To be very careful.
Keď príde ten čas.
When this time will come.
Keď celý svet bude ustarostený.
When the whole world around us will be worried.
To, o čom hovorí Ježiš, je, že to príde na celý svet.
What Jesus is talking about is that it will come upon the whole world.
Moja otázka, keď som sa pýtal Ducha Svätého, čo mi je?
My question when I was asking the Holy Spirit what's wrong with me?
Odpoveď znela, toto je na celom svete.
The answer was that this is happening to the whole world.
To, že som ustarostený.
The fact that I am worried.
To príde na svet.
It will come to the world.
Lebo to je duch tohoto sveta.
Because it's the spirit of this world.
Svet sa stará o jedlo.
This world worries about food.
Ceny jedla rastú.
The prices of food are growing.
A to je veľmi dôležitá vec, aby sme my pozerali na tie veci, ktoré sa teraz dejú.
And it's important to watch the things that are happening right now.
Prídu ako osidlo na všetkých, ktorí sú na celej zemi.
Weigh down to the whole earth.
Prichádza to pomaly.
It's coming slowly.
Človek stráví veľa času v robote.
A person can spend a lot of time at work.
Veľa času v robote za málo peniazy.
A lot of time at work for not so much money.
A tie peniaze minie na jedlo.
And that money he spends on food.
Väčšinou.
Mostly.
Keď pozriem veľké ľudí, ktorí nežijú, povedzme tak ako tu v Bratislave.
When I see people in Jelka who don't live like people here in Bratislava.
Väčšina ľudí nerozmýšľa o inom ničom, len o jedle.
Most of the people don't think about anything else, just about their food.
Či budú mať na jedlo.
If they will have enough money to provide for food for every day.
Nerozmýšľa nad tým, že by si urobil dom, alebo byt, alebo kúpil auto. Rozmýšľa nad jedlom.
They don't think that they would buy a car, or fix their flat, or buy something else. They think about food.
Je to veľmi, veľmi, veľmi dôležité, aby sme rozsudzovali a skúmali tento čas, ktorý prichádza.
It's very important to distinguish this time that's coming.
Pretože tento svet chce, aby sme boli ustarostení.
Because this world wants us to be worried.
A ten tom verši hovorí Ježiš o tom, aby sme neboli ustarostení.
But Jesus says in this verse not to be worried.
Aby sme sa nestarali o to, čo si oblečieme, čo si zaodejeme, čo budeme piť, jesť, lebo on sa bude o nás starať.
Jesus tells us not to worry about what we will eat or drink or wear because he will provide.
A on sa chce o nás starať.
And he wants to provide.
Ale ten duch, ktorý je vo svete,
but the spirit that's in the world,
ten nás chce stiahnuť, aby sme boli ako všetci rozmýšľajú.
But that spirit wants us to drag us down so that we would be like everyone else who is worried.
A tento duch bude silnejší.
And the spirit will be stronger.
A pretože Ježiš hovorí, nebuďte ustarostení.
Because Jesus tells us not to be worried.
A keď som sa ja otvoril ustarostenosti.
So once I opened up to being worried.
Otvoril som sa hriechu.
I opened up to sin.
Pretože Ježiš hovorí, nebuď ustarostený, ja som začal byť ustarostený.
Because Jesus tells us not to worry, and I did worry.
Toto slovo hovorí o tom, že to je hriech.
This word tells us that it's a sin.
A tento hriech ustarostenosti otvára dvere k iným hriechom.
And this sin can open up doors to other sins.
Pán Ježiš hovorí o tom, aby sme bdeli každého času, aby sme sa modlili, aby sme boli uznaní za hodných uniknúť všetkému tomu, čo sa to má diať na zemi.
Jesus tells us to be always on the watch and pray that we might be able to escape all that is about to happen.
Čo sa to má diať na zemi?
So what is it that's about to happen?
Keď sa pozrieme na veci okolo nás,
when we look at the things that are happening around us,
všetko, čo sa deje,
everything that's happening,
chce zobrať človeka, aby bol ustarostený o život.
Wants to take each one of us, each person, that we would worry about life.
Keď si zoberieme prácu,
if you think about work,
je to úplne jedno, čo bude, čo robíte.
It doesn't matter what your job is.
Či je to učiteľ,
whether a teacher,
škola chce maximum.
The school wants max from you.
Či je to remeselník,
if you're a craftsman,
maliar, murár,
painter,
čokoľvek,
builder, whatever.
Ľudia chcú maximum.
People want the max from you.
Čas,
the time.
A človek vynakladá veľa času na to, aby zarobil peniaze.
And everyone spends a lot of time to earn some money.
Ktoré vo väčšej miere míňa na jedlo.
That usually or mostly spend on food.
A keď sa pozrieme na reklamy okolo nás,
would, for example, look at the ads that are around us.
Všetky hovoria o tom.
All of them say the same thing.
To musíš mať.
You have to have this.
Toto je super.
This is perfect.
Ochutnaj to.
Try this.
Môžeš to mať hneď dnes.
You can have this even today.
Môžeš si požičať.
You can borrow.
Požičaj si.
Borrow some money.
Môžeš to mať na splátky.
You can have it in payments.
Prečo?
Why?
Pretože to je duch tohoto sveta.
Because that's the spirit of this world.
A ten duch tohoto sveta.
And the spirit of this world.
Aj kresťanov.
Wants also Christians.
Zobrať.
Pull them.
Aby boli v tom jednom.
So that they would be in the one thing.
Aby boli v jednom hriechu.
One sin.
A ja som slabý.
And I am weak.
V tom, pretože naozaj som v mnohých veciach ustarostený.
Because in many things I am worried.
Ale ako aj v tej piesni sa spieva, že každá trampota má svoj koniec.
But like we heard in that song that was playing, every worry has its end.
Ja mám nádej, že keď som ustarostený,
so I have a hope that when I have my worries,
aj vy tú nádej máte.
And you can have this hope
že
too.
Keď sme ustarostení, môžeme prísť k Ježišovi.
That when we are troubled, we can come to Jesus.
A vyznať to.
And we can confess that.
Som takýto ustarostený. Som utrápený o tie veci.
I am worried about these things. I trouble.
A nikto mi nemôže pomôcť z tohoto.
No one can help me to get out of this.
Ja nechcem byť v tomto duchu sveta.
I don't want to be in the spirit of this world.
Dávam to tebe.
Lord, I give it to you, Jesus.
A ja verím, že Boh tak ako mne odo mňa to berie.
And I believe that how God's taking it away from me.
A nehovorím teraz to ako 100%, že všetko je preč.
And I'm not saying with 100% that everything just
nie
disappears.
Nie je to preč, ale vo viere to mám v hlave, v srdci, že všetko má svoj koniec.
But in faith, I have it in my head and in my heart that everything will finish one day.
Pretože diabol chce, aby sme boli v tom.
Because Satan wants to have us what's in this world.
Ja si spomínam na jednu ženu.
I remember one woman.
Ona bola, ja neviem, možno 70 ročná.
She was about 70 years
možno
old.
Možno aj viac.
Maybe more.
May I ask that what was the last sentence, like what devil wants?
He wants us to be in this world, to pull us in.
Sucked into the worldly thought.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
A ja som mal taký byt tu v Bratislave.
And I had one flat here in Bratislava.
Som robil takého domovníka.
I was doing a...
Správcu domu.
Housekeeper.
A býval som na prízemí.
And I was living on the ground floor.
A tá žena mi klope o 5. asi, pred 5. hodinou ráno.
And this woman was knocking before 5 o'clock in the morning.
Potopa, všetko je zaplavené.
Flood, everything is flooded.
A ja som otvoril to okienko a...
And I opened up the window.
Čo sa deje?
And I said, what's going on?
Pán Otto, topíme sa.
Mr. Otto, we're flooded.
A už ona bola vo vode.
And she was already in water.
Ale počkajte, ja hneď. Ale rýchle, ona.
And I said, hold on, I'll come. She's like, yes, hurry.
Nebojte sa, kľud.
Okay, patience.
A no rýchle, radiátor strieka.
And she said, okay, hurry, the radiator's streaming water.
Dobre, tak som sa obliekol.
So I got dressed.
O, naozaj, všade voda.
And there was water everywhere.
A hovorím, no, čakajte, musíme sa pomodliť. Musím narobiť niečo.
And I said, hold on, we have to pray. And she said, no, we have to do something.
Musíme sa... A nebojte sa, tak som chytil, budeme sa modliť.
And I said, don't worry, we will pray. And she said, oh, the water is streaming.
Musíme mať pokoj, čo urobiť prvé?
But we have to have peace, what to do first.
Modlili sme sa, aby sme dostali pokoj. A...
Pray to get peace.
A pokoj lá. Tam prišla taká myšlienka, aby som išiel do pivnice a hľadal hlavný uzáver. Tak...
So I got this idea after we prayed to go down to basement, turn off the main source of water.
Zastavil
som vodu. I turned it off.
A už, no a ešte striekala. Potom som zobral deku veľkú a sme to umývali.
So the water was still a little bit streaming, but then we took a big blanket and we tried to wash it off.
Uteráky a proste tak.
And the towels and whatever she had.
A to bolo ráno. Po 5. hodine.
It was morning, 5 a.m.
Do 7:15 sme to tú vodu ako zbierali, my dvaja.
So till 7:15 we were trying to collect all this water.
Šťastná, two of us. Taká pokojná, že...
And she was so happy and so peaceful.
To je úžasné, jak ste sa modlili, že všetko sa nám podarilo.
And she was so happy. Everything happened, everything was so nice, so peaceful.
V tom, jak ona to dopovedala, tak išla jedna pani.
And as she finished saying this,
bývala,
another lady was walking by who lived there as well.
A teraz ona jej hovorí, viete, pán Otto sa modlil a my sme to všetko ako zvládli, že to je úžasné.
And she said, you know what, Mr. Otto was praying and we managed to do everything.
Čo takého urobil?
And she said, what did he do? That was so great.
Dole zastavil vodu.
Down, he turned the water off.
A ako, však to je normálne.
That's a normal thing.
Čo tým chcem povedať, že?
What I wanted to say by this?
Tá žena,
that
keď
woman,
odišla,
when she left,
tak ona rozmýšľa a prišla, že... Ale to je normálne.
When the other woman left, she, the grandma, said, that's a normal thing.
Pochopili ste to?
Did you understand? That woman probably put the seed of doubt into the grandma's heart.
Je to úplne normálne.
It's normal.
Pre ľudí.
For people.
Keď sa urobí zázrak.
When a miracle happens.
Keď Boh vypočuje modlitbu.
When God answers a prayer.
Nič sa nestalo.
Nothing really happened.
Ona prišla, modlil som sa, dostala pokoj.
She came, I prayed, she got peace.
S radosťou všetko robila.
2 hours she was doing everything with joy.
Prišiel človek, ktorý spochybnil všetko. O, to nie je Boh. To on rozmýšľa.
And then a person came who put the seed of doubt and everything just collapsed.
Presne tak to robí duch tohoto sveta.
And this is what the spirit of this world does.
Boh sa o teba nebude starať, ty musíš niečo robiť.
God will not take care of you. You have to do something.
Musíš zobrať ešte jednu robotu.
You need another job.
To je málo.
That's not enough.
Ešte jednu robotu si musíš
zobrať. Maybe even another one.
Možno aj večer ešte by si mal niečo.
Maybe even in the evenings you should do something. Everything's expensive.
Aha, máš pravdu.
Yes, 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 you're right.
To je presne to, čo chce tento svet.
That's what this world wants.
Aby si bol busy.
To be zaneprázdnený.
Zaneprázdnený. Ako napríklad ja.
Like me.
Jedno slovo ešte je v zjavení Jána.
There's another word in Revelation.
Je veľmi podobné tomu, čo je, čo sme čítali.
It's very similar to what we already read.
A hovorí tiež o posledných časoch.
And it also speaks about the end times.
V 13. kapitole.
Revelation 13.
16. verš.
16.
A pôsobí to, aby všetkým malým i veľkým, bohatým i chudobným, slobodným i sluhom dali rite znamenia na ich pravú ruku alebo na ich čelo, aby nikto nemohol ani kúpiť, ani predať, iba ten, kto má znamenie alebo meno šelmy alebo počet jej mena.
He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand and on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name.
Ja nechcem vykladať toto zjavenie.
I don't want to talk about this revelation.
Chcel som len, aby sme tam videli niekoľko vecí.
I wanted us to look at few things.
Že sa to týka všetkých ľudí na zemi.
That this concerns all the people on the earth.
Ktorí prídu vlastne alebo ktorí budú súčasťou tohoto ducha.
It will concern all the people on the earth that will be part of this spirit.
Že nikto z ľudí nebude taký, ktorý by nebol starostný.
There will be no one who will not be worried.
Lebo je tu hovorené o tom, že to budú malí, veľkí, bohatí, chudobní.
Because it says it will be small, big, rich, poor.
A pretože to budú všetci ľudia na zemi.
And because it will concern all the people on the earth.
Či je vyššie postavený, nižšie, alebo chudobný, alebo bohatý.
Whether they're on top or on the bottom or rich or poor.
Ustarostenosť v srdci človeka.
Worry in people's hearts.
Ho ťahá k zemi.
Will pull us down, will drag us down.
Rozmýšľa o pozemských veciach.
Everyone thinks about the earthly things.
Ustarostení ľudia rozmýšľajú len o pozemských veciach.
Think only about the things that are on this earth.
Rozmýšľajú len, ako vyjsť, ako dobre žiť, ako zabezpečiť rodinu, ako to je vízia ustarosteného človeka.
So the vision of a worried person is how to live, how to manage this, how to do this, and just concerns the things that are here.
A toto chce diabol.
And this is what Satan wants.
Tá dobrá správa je,
but the good news is,
že Boh dal úžasnú zbraň cirkvi.
God gave his church a powerful weapon.
Že sme si navzájom údmi, bratia a sestry.
We as brothers and sisters, we are parts in one body together.
Že môžeme jeden druhému
with each other
pomáhať v tom,
we can help
keď je niekto ustarostený,
if someone's worried,
aby sme sa modlili jeden za druhého.
That we would pray for one another.
Lebo ten čas, ktorý prichádza a ten tlak na každého bude tak silný,
because the time that's coming and the pressure will be so great,
že musíme byť spolu.
That we have to be together.
Cirkev musí sa zjednotiť.
Church has to be together, has to be united.
Odkaz, ktorý vnímam, čo Duch Boží dáva.
And the message that I see as from the Lord.
Že Ježiš prichádza.
That Jesus is coming.
A tieto veci sa dejú na zemi.
And these things are happening on earth.
Dejú sa pre naše dobro.
And they're happening for our good.
Aby sme mohli byť spolu.
So that we would be together, united.
Aby cirkev sa zjednotila.
That church will be united.
Aby veriaci sa zjednotili v Ježišovi.
Christians, we would be united in Jesus.
Aby veriaci neboli ustarostení o tie pozemské veci.
So that Christians wouldn't worry about the earthly things.
Či budeš tak chváliť Boha, alebo či máš takú bohoslúžbu.
Whether you should praise the Lord this way or if you have this kind of service.
Či máš taký servis, ako bohoslúžbu, alebo
or if you serve the Lord this way.
Boh chce zjednotiť cirkev.
God wants to unite the church.
Pretože je blízko.
Because he's close.
A je tak blízko.
And he is so close.
Že to bude cítiť všade.
That it will be felt everywhere.
A Duch Boží bude oživovať a bude kriesiť mnohých, ktorí odpadli od Pána. Bude a volá k sebe ľudí ubiedených, ustarostených.
And God's Spirit will raise people who fell away from the Lord and will call people who are worried and troubled.
My sme pred 3 týždňami prišla jedna Žanetka na skupinku.
3 weeks ago one girl, Žanetka, came to Bible study.
Prišla, prijala Pána.
She accepted the Lord.
A úprimne, veľmi úprimne.
Very sincerely.
Minulý týždeň prišiel jej muž.
Last week came her husband. We prayed for him.
A to je čas, keď ľudia prichádzajú.
And it's time when people are coming.
Boh ich privádza.
Because God's drawing them close.
Posolstvo pre nás, ktoré hovorí Duch Boží, je, aby sme išli a kázali evanjelium. Aby sme neboli ustarostení o veci tohoto sveta.
So the message that the God's Spirit says to us is to go and proclaim the gospel, not to worry about the things of this world.
Naša práca je, aby sme hovorili ľuďom o Bohu.
Our work is to tell people about God.
Aby sme hovorili o Ježišovi.
To tell them about Jesus.
Ustarostený človek nehovorí o Ježišovi.
Worried person doesn't speak about Jesus.
Ustarostený človek hovorí len o práci, o peniazoch, o veciach tohoto sveta.
Worried person only talks about work and money and troubles of this world.
My potrebujeme sa zbaviť tohoto ducha.
We need to get rid of this spirit.
A vyznať ten hriech Bohu.
And confess the sin to the Lord.
Oddeliť sa od neho.
To be separated from
it. A počúvať Ježiša.
And listen to Jesus.
Aby sme išli a kázali evanjelium každému stvoreniu.
So that we would go and preach the gospel to each creation.
Amen.
Amen.
Ešte by som sa chcel pomodliť.
I would like to pray.
Pane Ježišu, ja ťa prosím, aby si nám odpustil.
Lord Jesus, I ask that you would forgive us.
Našu ustarostenosť.
Our worriness.
O naše deti.
For our kids.
O naše ženy, o naše manželstva, o našu prácu.
For our wives, for our marriages, for our work.
Prosím ťa, odpusť nám.
Please forgive us.
Odpusti mi, Pane.
Forgive me, Lord.
Že môj čas som viac trávil, Pane, pri mojej práci a pri zabezpečovaní.
That I spend more time
moje
with
rodine.
My work and providing for my family.
Ako pri tebe.
As I did with you.
Pane, ja ti ďakujem, že si blízko.
Lord, I thank you that you are close.
Oddel nás od tohoto ducha.
Separate us from this kind of spirit.
Ustarostenosti.
Of worryness.
Ducha, ktorý ničí.
The spirit that destroys.
A prosím ťa, aby tvoj duch Boží.
So I ask that your Holy Spirit
občerstvil každého jedného.
Will refresh each and every one of us.
Novou nádejou.
With new hope.
Novou radosťou.
New joy.
Pretože ty máš pre nás šťastnú budúcnosť.
Because you have for us prepared a joyful future.
Nádej.
Hope.
Milosť.
Grace.
A šťastnú budúcnosť.
And a happy future.
Keď ťa budeme hľadať.
When we will seek you.
Pane, pomôž nám.
Lord, help us.
Pomôž nám.
Help us.
Amen.
Amen.
Ďakujeme.
Duša.
Ďakujeme. Bolo to veľmi dobré a povzbudivé slovo pre nás.
Thank you. It was very good and encouraging word for us.
Buďte povzbudení.
So be encouraged.
Ako hovorí, tak ľahké sa všetky týchto veci tak byť. Tak pustený dole, to tak ľahké.